You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
On Monday morning, Broncos players are going to be right here in this refurbished locker room that has basically turned one space and transformed it. It's a vast improvement over what was here before. But for now, we're here for the mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason, and thanks, as always, for joining me here on Mason's Mailbag. And our first question actually is about someone who isn't yet in an NFL locker room, Paxton Lynch of Memphis. And Gary Martinez asks, how likely is it that Paxton Lynch is still on the board at the end of the first round? And if so, how probable is it that Denver would pick him? Well, I think the likelihood of that decreased dramatically once the Rams moved up and got the number one overall pick, because now it appears likely, probably a near certainty, that you're going to see Carson Wentz or Jared Goff off the board as the number one pick. So in turn, you know, whoever wants a quarterback next, they're going to have to act. I think they'll pick whichever one of those two goes undrafted. And then that leaves Paxton Lynch. Let's say Cleveland goes quarterback at number two, or let's say someone trades up with Cleveland to take a quarterback number two. All of a sudden, Paxton Lynch goes from a guy that we were talking about in the mid to late first round range to being someone who's in the top 10. So I think it's extremely unlikely he makes it to the end of the first round at this point. And if he did get there, certainly I think the Broncos would take a very close look at him. They have taken a close look at him. They have visited with him. But I don't see him there at the end of the first round. If the Broncos really want Paxton Lynch, they're going to have to make a pretty bold trade up in the first round to do it. Next question is from Dustin Williams, who asks, even though Denver moved Ryan Clady to free up some cap room, it still seems as some more is needed in order to do a deal with Von Miller. Thoughts? Well, here's the thing. If you're going to structure a deal with Von Miller, you're probably going to have to push some of that hit off into the future. Right now, Von Miller is counting $14.1 million under the salary cap, because that is the franchise tender that the Broncos gave him. So, you know, maybe if you can get a long-term deal, maybe you can add another million or two onto that, depending on where your salary cap situation is in a few weeks or a few months. But I think the play is going to be just have him at that $14.1 million value this year, and then you're going to look at a big number perhaps next year. When the Broncos do have a lot of cap room, of course, it'll go quickly, as it seems to always do when you have a talented team. But maybe you're going to have a year for Von Miller like next year, where he has a $23 or $24 million cap hit if you're going to get a long-term deal, just because you're going to make up for what you wouldn't put under the cap this year. So certainly I think they're trying to get a deal done with Von Miller, but because of the cap situation, I think you're going to see more of the hit in future, in the second year and the third year, rather than the first year, if that gets done. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, which of course will be at the end of the first week of organized off-season workouts, go to denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver, and use the hashtag #AskMace. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.